Hello and welcome to another edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast, brought to you by Morsonia Limited. My name is Thierry Hillis and I'm the editor of globaluniversityventuring.com and globalgovernmentventuring.com. And I will also bring you news from globalcorporateventuring.com. My usual co-host James is busy elsewhere this week, so I am afraid you will have to do with just me. It's been a week of pretty big numbers, starting with Best Logistics, which has closed a massive $760 million funding round that shows how big China's logistics sector really is in the wake of the country's e-commerce success. The round included Fosun and Cainiao, the logistics network co-founded by Fosun and Alibaba, among others, and was completed as Best Logistics gets ready for an initial public offering. Interestingly, China's state-owned CITIC Group's subsidiary CITIC Private Equity also got a piece of the action, which, as we'll see, was not the only time that a public investor co-invested with a corporate this week. 2016 has been a relatively quiet year so far for online lenders. After the flurry of funding they raised last year, SoFi received $1 billion from backers including Renren and SoftBank at a $4 billion valuation back in October, and followed that up with another $150 million from Renren the next month. It is now, reportedly, lining up a $500 million round, though the prospective investors are yet to be named. Onlookers will also be interested in the valuation, which will be a good sign as to the health of that sector. Last week, we spoke about how Moderna Therapeutics closed a huge $450 million round that valued it at $3 billion, and now the RNA therapeutics developer has actually revealed $474 million in new equity funding, which a regulatory filing indicates includes the $140 million invested by AstraZeneca last month. The round has taken Moderna's overall funding to more than $1.1 billion and was announced alongside a grant of up to $125 million by the US Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority to support development of a Zika vaccine. Over in India, online car marketplace ChaiPai has raised $185 million in funding from investors including Renren and Tencent, but is now changing tack by switching from a business-to-consumer model to one that serves other businesses. The margins were just too small in the used car market. The pivot may be part-funded by car manufacturing company BAIC, which is reportedly in talks to lead a $45 million round. And we are staying in the car sector. Chinese automotive marketplace Renren She is less than 3 years old, but has secured $150 million in a round backed by new and existing VC investors. They include merchant bank Prometheus Capital, investment group China Minsheng Investment, asset manager Hanfor Holdings, Xinjun Capital and venture capital firms Xinhuai Capital, Kyun Ventures and Redpoint Ventures. Renren She raised $85 million in a Tencent-led Series C round that valued it at $500 million a year ago and has now raised $260 million in overall funding. Didi Huijing, the Chinese former competitor to Uber before it acquired Uber China, has had quite a year and it continues to go from strength to strength, closing a $120 million in funding from manufacturing services provider Foxconn at a $33.7 billion valuation. As our news editor Robert Levine put it, this is really one of those cases where you can join the strategic dots. In fact, Foxconn is the major manufacturer of iPhones for Apple, which itself invested $1 billion in Didi Huijing earlier this year. It is also, along with fellow backer Tencent, an investor in autonomous electric car developer Future Mobility, conjuring up an image of internet, electronics, manufacturing, car makers, and ride-sharing companies coming together to potentially shape the future of transport. Exciting times indeed. Novartis Venture Funds then has co-led a $40 million Series E round for Rox Medical, the developer of a device that will treat hypertension in older patients. Rox has now raised more than $90 million since it was founded in 2003. Its other backers, including AppleTree Partners, Versant Ventures, and Domain Associates. It's quite an interesting one, considering we don't really see that many medical startups being backed by corporates that are aimed at problems specifically faced by the elderly population, a chunk of the population that is only going to increase, apart from quite a few research companies that are looking for treatments for diseases such as Alzheimer's. So this is a very promising development. Well, let's look at a slightly smaller deal, but one that involves corporates, public investors, and universities. Rigontek, a biopharmaceutical spin-out of Bonn University, today achieved a third and final close of its Series A round at $32.3 million, with public-private partnership Hightech Gründerfonds making another commitment. NRW Bank, the development bank of German state North Rhine-Westphalia, and pharmaceutical firm Boehringer Ingelheim, through its corporate venturing arm Boehringer Ingelheim Venture Fund, also contributed to the €15 million second extension. They were joined by a range of VC firms, MP Healthcare Venture Management, Sunstone Capital, and Wellington Partners Life Sciences. Established just 2 years ago, Rigontek has created therapies to combat cancer, infections, and inflammatory conditions by relying on RNA to kill tumor cells. The approach is based on research developed at Bonn's Institute for Clinical Chemistry and Clinical Pharmacology. And then over on globalgovernventuring.com, we have Red Dot Capital Partners, which is a $150 million fund wholly owned by Singaporean government-owned investment firm Temasek, which led a $38 million investment in Israel-based wireless technology developer Celeno Communications. The round, interestingly, also included corporates, namely cable company Liberty Global and networking equipment manufacturer Cisco, as well as Poalim Capital Markets, the VC arm of financial services firm Bank Hapoalim, crowdfunding platform Outcrowd, and VC firms Pitango, 83 North, Vintage, and Myven. Founded a decade ago, Celeno produces chips for Wi-Fi networks that are integrated in devices such as routers and set-top boxes built by more than 75 original equipment manufacturers across the world. Time for funds! Again, we have a corporate and public crossover here. Russian conglomerate Sustaima has already launched two VC vehicles this year, the $50 million India-focused Sustaima Asia Fund and a $100 million vehicle with Tsinghua University, and it's followed those up with a private equity fund partnership along with Russian state-owned tech commercialization company RusNano. Each partner will provide $50 million, after which the fund may look to include additional investors. Neil Woodford, a UK-based fund manager and founding partner of Woodford Investment Management, which also owns a fund focused at university spin-outs, actually, is reportedly in talks with the UK government to set up a £250 million, or $330 million, VC fund. Woodford is set to intend to allocate the capital from his existing portfolio rather than raising an entirely new fund, and other unnamed investors are also said to be involved. Half of the capital will be taxpayer money. On the university end then, Imperial College London has become a limited partner in a £40 million fund launched by incubator Entrepreneur First. The largest limited partner for the fund is UK state-owned economic development bank British Business Bank, which has provided more than half the cash, £26 million. Freston Ventures, Isomer Capital, Angel Investors, Family Offices and Family Funds have also contributed cash. Again, a nice triple helix crossover there between corporate, university and government. Let's look at exits. Intel has acquired vision processing chip producer Movidius in a transaction that provided exits to corporates Robert Bosch and Sunny Optical. Intel hasn't said how much it paid for Movidius, but the company raised $86.5 million in equity financing and was reportedly valued at between $220 and $250 million at the time of its latest round, a $40 million Series E, back in April last year. The deal also provided an exit to government-backed China Ireland Growth Technology Fund. IDG Ventures India can also celebrate an exit, at least partial exit, from eyewear supplier Lenskart, selling $20 million in shares to investment firm Premji Invest, in a deal that also involved Premji Invest investing a further $10 million in Lenskart directly. The new shares were issued at a $270 million valuation, which will work out to be quite a return for IDG, the unit having invested in Lenskart, back then it was known as Value Technologies, at a reported $10 million valuation in 2011. And then, on the university side, Allergan has acquired Wayne State University spin-out RetroSense, which was backed by Santen Pharmaceutical and Nervda for an upfront payment of $60 million, which is a pretty decent sum for a university spin-out. It's not really one that we see that often. Allergan may further commit regulatory and commercialization milestone payments for RetroSense's lead candidate, RST-001, catchy name, a gene therapy targeting degenerative eye disease retinitis pigmentosa. The size of those investments has, however, not been revealed. The technology is based on research conducted at Wayne State and Massachusetts General Hospital and was led by Xue Hua Pan, professor of the university's medical school. Pan and his team also collaborated with researchers at Salles University. And finally, people. Oxford University's commercialization arm, Oxford University Innovation, formerly known as ISIS Innovation, has appointed Matt Perkins as its new chief executive, replacing Tom Hockaday, who stepped down earlier this year. Hockaday, for those of you who are interested, gave a final interview to my predecessor, then-editor Greg Bass-Brown, before he stepped down, which you can find on globaluniversityventuring.com. If you scroll back all the way to February, or just do a search for Tom Hockaday. Perkins joins from electronics equipment manufacturer E2V Technologies, where he was president of space imaging since March 2015. He previously worked with academia when he served as group chief executive of SSTL, a satellite technology developer spun out of Surrey University. And then we stay in the university world. Ozan Sunmez has been appointed managing director of T-Jump Startup Hub, the US-based incubator of Middle East Technical University's Tech Transfer Office, ODTU, TechnoKent. Sunmez, who will move to his new office in San Francisco in November, previously held various positions at King Abdullah University of Science and Technology, beginning in 2014 as New Ventures Startup Accelerator Lead. And that is it. That is not all the news, of course. You can find those on globalgovernmentventuring.com, globaluniversityventuring.com, and globalcorporateventuring.com. But hopefully you have found this summary interesting. If you have any feedback or comments, please don't hesitate to get in touch. You can email me at thelis@morsonia.com, which is thelis@mawsonia.com. Or if you have the time, do leave us a review on iTunes and give us a couple of stars, maybe five, because that really helps us climb the charts and reach more listeners. I hope you have a productive week, and I will speak to you again next week. Goodbye!
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.